This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The window for harvesting sweet potatoes in Kansas is generally mid-September to mid-October. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini says the key is to harvest sweet potatoes before the first freeze. Cynthia, one of the things we were just talking about that you can throw in the air fryer and just cook them up very nicely. Sweet potatoes, I don't know how widely grown they are in Kansas, but you sure see a lot of them at farmers markets.
Absolutely, yeah. Sweet potatoes are a very popular crop, and they're very easy to grow, actually, because once they're established, they're very tolerant to dry conditions, which a lot of parts of the state are experiencing right now. So sweet potatoes are a really great crop to consider if you haven't grown them in the past.
The harvesting, I know that the timing is kind of crucial here.
Exactly. They are a warm season crop. So you don't have to pull them out of the ground until you notice that the temperatures are going to be dropping. You definitely want to get them out of the ground before that first freeze in the fall.
What are we looking at in terms of the actual harvesting process?
The main thing that you want to be careful of when harvesting sweet potatoes is you don't want to damage the skin. The roots themselves, the sweet potatoes themselves, are going to be established at the base of that plant. So your plants are vining out right now. And if you can get back to the base where all of those vines begin, underneath that is where the sweet potatoes are going to be. So you can take a pitchfork, you could use a shovel, and just dig outside of that area and then kind of work your way in, gently finding where the sweet potatoes are, and you can unearth them at that point.
We talked about the timing, but the longer you can let it go before that first freeze, the bigger they'll get?
Sure. If you want to leave them in the ground a little bit longer and let them get larger in size, it's not going to affect the quality or the flavor of those sweet potatoes. So you're perfectly welcome to do that. Typically, people are harvesting mid-September through mid-October. But if you keep an eye on the weather and you know when that frost is coming and you want to leave them in a bit longer, that's perfectly fine as well.
I assume you can eat them right away, but you might want to also wait.
Well, actually, with sweet potatoes, letting them cure is an important part of the process to get the best flavor. When you first harvest them, when you first dig them up, you can leave them out to air dry for a couple hours, and that'll help protect that skin. We recommend you don't wash the soil off those sweet potatoes right away because of the risk of damaging the skin. So then at that point, you can cure them in a warm, humid environment. And that could be in a garage, it could be in a shed, whatever you have available. But you want that temperature to be around 85 to 90 degrees and high humidity. And leave them in that area for a couple of weeks to cure. After that, if you want to dust off any soil that remains, you can carefully do that, and then they're ready to be eaten or to be stored.
Are the ornamental sweet potatoes different than the homegrown sweet potatoes?
Yeah, this is a question we've been getting recently because our ornamental sweet potatoes are vining out so nicely and they're such lovely plants. People want to know, well, can I eat those roots too? And you sure can if you want, but these varieties are grown for the aesthetic value, not for the flavor. So if you do consume your ornamental sweet potatoes, you're going to notice that it's a much more bitter flavor. You would go through the same process of letting those roots cure before you consume them, but be prepared that it may not be worth that effort for the taste that you're going to get. What I would recommend instead, if you want to do something with those ornamental sweet potatoes, you could overwinter them so that you'll have them ready to replant next spring. So you could bring those roots indoors and store them so that they're protected from the winter freeze. Or you could cut the vines back and grow them as houseplants through the winter months and then move them back out to the porch or into the landscape next spring once the frost threat has passed.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist with information on harvesting sweet potatoes. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.